Ursula, it's been a remarkable 12 weeks, I suppose, really, hasn't it?
We were just saying off air there that the kind of winter months in January just flew by, and it was brilliant to have, you know, week in, week out games. That's what you train for, and that's what you want. And thankfully, the further along we went, we kept winning. So, look, it's been a brilliant few months. You know, probably we'll reflect more on it in the coming years and the coming months. But at the moment, we're kind of just solely focused on Sunday and looking forward to that. Like, it's going to be a huge challenge. We know what's ahead of us. We're not going into the game thinking anything's going to come easy. But look, we're back there now, and it's where we want it to be. And we're just taking each game as we have all year. And Sunday, you know, is a big one, but we just have to take it as another game.
Two of you were able to squeeze in a marriage in between all the action.
Yeah, somehow it seemed to work out all right for both of us. Obviously, Stacey had her big day the day before the final, and it obviously had no effects on Stacey or Shelley with their performances. And it's just a testament to them as well. And luckily, then in the kind of bit of a break we had, my wedding took place. So look, it's great. We probably haven't had massive celebrations since about it, but look, nothing much has changed. We'll still be Stacey Keogh and Ursula Jacob on Sunday, so we'll stick with that at the moment.
We'll worry what the husbands think of that after. Fantastic run, the All-Ireland, everybody talking about Sarsfields, and a little sticky in the Leinster final a couple of weeks ago.
I think maybe we were going in a little bit cold on that game. Dixbury did have a game under their belt, you know, they played St Jude's in a tough semi-final. And I suppose we hadn't had any games since the All-Ireland, so we had a kind of 3-4-5 week break. And it sometimes is hard to get back into, you know, playing a game at a high level. And thankfully, we made hard work of it too. You know, we were probably flying it in the first half, and then we allowed them back into it. But thankfully, look, we got through it, and we kind of worked hard then for the 3 weeks before the All-Ireland semi-final. And we knew that performance against Dixborough wasn't going to do against Scariff. And again, we know the performance against Scariff is not going to be enough to beat Sarsfields either. So just kind of trying to work hard in training and do what you can in the couple of weeks.
How difficult was it that day? Because it was a horrible day.
I think any of us would say it was the most difficult conditions we played in. Probably looking back on it, we're glad that the game went ahead, obviously. But look, at the pitch was pretty atrocious, and the weather was terrible. We kind of just said we have a job to do. You have to get on with it. It was the same for both teams. We were playing with a strong wind in the first half, and we kind of said to ourselves at half time that the wind is not going to win or lose it, but we knew we were going to have to kind of work extra hard in the second half and play the ball through the lines and carry it that bit more. And thankfully, it worked out well. Yeah, look, at Sunday, it's going to be different. You know, we're going to be playing in Croke Park, the best pitch in Ireland. So I'm sure that the grounds will be a lot better than the last day.
Well, particularly the two of ye, you've great fond memories of Croke Park anyway in the last 15 years.
We're thankful, I suppose, that we've had some great days there with both Wexford and Owlert, and probably I didn't think, maybe me at my age or whatever, that we'd be back in Croke Park. To be honest, I don't mind where the final is being played. It was a special win with the club in Nolan Park as it would be in Croke Park. But obviously there's the added thing around Croke Park, and it's such a fantastic place, and it's brilliant to have nice memories. Hopefully, I think we'll have a huge following there again on Sunday. The support that we've received in the last kind of couple of months has just been just unbelievable, and it really has kind of motivated us as a team to keep winning, because we know everyone is behind us, and that's brilliant. You know, maybe when things are going maybe a little bit against you and the crowd get behind you, it does make a difference.
Stace, you have a settled team, and I'd say that's hugely important. You know, Leanne Nolan, I suppose, is the only really new blood that came in the last couple of days, but having a settled team, everybody knows their job, everybody knows where to be. I'm sure that's a huge bonus.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I suppose going on for last year's championship, everyone was going on that we were an aging team, but I think if you actually break it down and you look at the stats of the team, some of us might seem older, but the likes of Maria Dowd and Katie Roach and Katie Gallagher, Louise and Seanison, they're not actually as old as you think they are. But look, we're just happy with the way we've played and the way that we are playing. And look, we'll continue to work hard, and we look forward to Sunday.
How did it come together? Because the last couple of years has kind of been mixed, really, hasn't it? You know, I've never seen you as fit. And I'd say, if you were honest with me, I don't think the team has ever been as fit.
No, and I suppose that comes from the pain and the hurt from you losing semi-finals and county finals the 3 years that we did lose. And I suppose we kind of regrouped then as a team, looking around the place and saying that, look, we know there's not a whole lot longer left in us, but look, we believe that the talent was still there to get us over the line, and we focused solely on a county final that year. We got the county final, and then we didn't know what was to come. We got the Leinster final, and the dream became alive that we believed that we could win a Club All-Ireland, and we were eager to get it played. And look, I think that's a credit to the players and also the management that they backed us and they believed that we could do it, because it's not every person wants to come in there to a so-called agent team and take us over and have the belief that we actually had. So, like, in fairness, I think it boils down to the management and the players alone.
The reality is you're able to hurl. The modern game, just hitting the ball on the ground, is gone from Camogie, but ye have the advantage that you are able to hurl. You have the hurling skills, able to carry the ball the last day against the wind, everybody. I think that's crucial.
And you just can't turn that on. Like, that boils down to the hard work that's gone in over the past 2 or 3 years to get us to where we are today. But look, it's just, it breaks it down. Like, who works the hardest? Who wants the ball? Who wants to get in and win that dogged ball and get the ruck to get us over the line? And look, that's what every single player on the field, 1 to 15 and 1 or 5 then that come on or whatever, that everyone is willing. You don't doubt any player around you. If there's one in there and there's another one in bother, you know there's another one coming motoring on to help you. And that's the belief we have as a team.
Whatever's happened to Una, she started to come out the field for the ball in recent games. She stirred from the full forward spot. It's brilliant to have somebody like her, because when she gets the ball inside, she's nearly impossible to stop, isn't she?
Absolutely. I think from Una's interviews, probably before you've heard Liam, like, she was told that she couldn't play and she shouldn't play. And she just has a new lease of life this year. And in fairness to her, like, she works so hard to get where she is and she does what she needs to do. But look, she comes out when we need her to come down. As Colin shouts back at her to get in the field, she knows where she needs to be. And, like, she just needs a sniff at it, and you know exactly where the ball is going. And, like us up the field, like, it's nice knowing when the ball goes in there that with Ursula, that something is going to come over and they're going to work hard, and it's just nice to know.
And Katie and Aoife and Mira and, I suppose, Anae and Katie Gallagher, you know, they've been huge additions, haven't they, Ursula?
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, maybe at times they don't get the recognition that they deserve. You know, the likes of Maria O'Dowd and Katie Roach, you know, have had some stellar performances on the corners, and they just go about their jobs every day. And as Stacey said, you know, they know what their job as a cornerback is, and they just do the simple things well, and that's hopefully what they'll do again on Sunday. And then the likes of Katie Gallagher and Anae, you know, have massive talent ability. You know, Anae is obviously on the senior county team. I'd be saying Katie Gallagher should be thereabouts too, because her performances in the last couple of years in particular have been outstanding. And, you know, she just works so hard up and down that line. I'm usually playing inside her, and the donkey work that she does for the likes of us inside, you know, really should be applauded, because she's not going to pop up and score 2-6 or anything every day, but it's the work that she does that, you know, I'd give massive credit to the likes of her. And then Anae, you know, is Anae ably assists Stacey midfield, and she's just a brilliant all-round player.